Hello, everyone. This is your show, Angels Are Near Us, and I am your host. We are here on bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This is our 55-minute program, and of course, my sincere intention is always to bring loving messages of the angels, information of archangels, all celestial beings. So now, let us invite the angels and the archangels and beings of light to be with us at this time. Please bring in your guidance and assurance for the highest good of all of us. Surround us with divine light and let only divine wisdom and truth come through. Thank you, God and angels. Okay, so tonight we have our special guest. I'm very happy to welcome Patricia Grace Joyce. Let me tell you about her. Of course, she has a wonderful novel called The Magic of Time. It was just released last year. And, excuse me, she's going to talk a little bit about the novel. It's about past life regression, which I am so interested in. But let me tell you about Patricia Joyce. She's a freelance writer. She's a novelist. She's a screenwriter. She's a poet. She's a song lyricist and a diverse visual artist. She is from Creskill, New Jersey. However, she lived the majority of her life in New City, New York, which is in Rockland County in New York. She holds a BA degree from Goucher College in Baltimore, Maryland, and she graduated with honors in visual arts. Additionally, she is a graduate of numerous UCLA Extension Writers Program courses, including a 5-course novel writing series, a 3-course screenwriting series, and 2 song writing courses. So, Patricia presently lives in Los Angeles, California. If you want more information, you could read more about her novel, where to get it. Her website is www.themagicoftime.com, just as you hear it, themagicoftime.com. So without further delay, let me welcome Patricia. Hello.
Hi. Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much for the lovely introduction.
Well, thank you for being with us. You know,
I'm thrilled.
I'm excited too. You know, I've been on this roll of past life regressions. A few months ago, we had another special guest with us, and she is a past life regressionist, Mira Kelly. So it seems like I've been attracted to all these wonderful people who talk about time travel and the past lives. And, you know, when I saw your book, I saw it announced somewhere, of course. Our connection, you know, some way appeared. But exactly, you know, the title attracted me tremendously. It's like, The Magic of Time. Oh, my God, what is this about? And, you know, it has great reviews, which I will talk about in a little bit. But just so you could start telling us, you know, how did this magical book happen and how were you so inspired to do this?
Well, all of us have lived past lives. Some of us don't want to admit it. Let me tell you, I initially didn't even believe in past lives years and years ago. Mm-hmm. And then you come to an awakening in your life when, usually I think, when you go through a crisis of some sort where you have this aha. And mine happened after I went through a divorce and I moved cross country. And then I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I said to myself, what else is going to happen? But the diagnosis of the breast cancer is kind of what threw me into a real wake-up call, where when I met my surgeon, I felt as if I had known him before and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And I began to really do a lot of reading, and Dr. Brian Weiss, his books caught my interest because he specializes in past life regression and teaching the regression process. And mm-hmm. I attended a couple of his workshops and became more and more interested and decided I needed to write. And I've always written, but not seriously. Mm-hmm. So The Magic of Time didn't start out being The Magic of Time. You know, it's a process. It started out with the title Beyond the Veil. And then the second title was The Dance of Hearts. And then I said, no, I'm going to call it The Magic of Time. And it takes the reader from present-day Los Angeles into a past life in 1810 England. Mm-hmm. And our heroine in the present life is an Italian concert pianist. Her name is Graziella Fortuna. She assumes the identity of a promiscuous mystic in the past life. Mm-hmm. And she's on a quest for love. But to find it in the past life, she has to deal with intrigue, deceit, murder, and ultimately, magic. So there's something she has to resolve in the past life, and she assumes the name of Lady Grace Worthington in the year 1810. And it eventually comes full circle back to Los Angeles when she discovers what it is she needed to find. But it's a mystery romance, but it's a paranormal mystery romance. And when I first wrote this, paranormal wasn't hot. Mm-hmm. Like it is today. So it's all timing, you know, things happen and manifest when the timing is right.
The timing is right, exactly. You mentioned it took several years to finish the book.
Well, it took me
a year to
research, a year to write the first draft. Mm-hmm. And I would write in the evenings and I would come home from work and I would write on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And then when I was ready to start submitting to agents, it took me 9 years to find the right agent. And ironically, my agent's name is Diane Nine with mm-hmm. nine speakers in mm-hmm. Washington, D.C.
So, wow.
And then it took us another 2 years, Diane and I, to find the correct publisher. Somebody who was as passionate about the book as we were. Mm-hmm. And Leonard Charla with Counting House Press and Elizabeth Dumichel with Counting House Press are the publishers, and they are in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. So it's been an interesting journey mm-hmm. doing the research, the writing, and the whole process of querying agents and ascertaining an agent, the correct agent. You don't want the wrong agent and the correct publisher. So this is a 4-book series and a 15-year contract with the publisher, which is not usually given. So I feel very blessed that I have the longevity to work with this publisher and this agent.
I find it interesting that you say that all this time, well, that it took, of course, it probably became a better book, of course. But, you know, it occurs exactly that, like you're saying, that when the timing is correct, you know, there's a reason. And it comes to be at this time when I believe we need more of this information. Don't you think that, like you're saying before, this was not a topic that everybody would want to know about or talk about.
Right.
And, for me, I've experienced past life regressions, as we talked before, so have you. So it's so, I received the book a few days ago that you so gracefully sent me, and I haven't been able to finish it. And I'm just so intrigued because I want time to finish it. I'm also working all day, and I come home in the evening, and I try to finish reading it. And I am just so, you know, excited to see what's going to happen, because it is, you know, it's so whimsical and magical, and it's very, very entertaining. You know,
thank you.
But at the same time, I also notice, going back to the spiritual part, you know, that it has so much spirituality, Patricia. Like, you, seems that you did look at, you know, that these people or this wonderful woman who's in the book, they are all first spiritual beings, right?
Correct, right.
And then you transport us to that other time, which is fascinating.
And I'm glad you think so. Everyone, you know, has a different opinion when they read books. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they click with you, sometimes they don't. Overall, I've been very happy with the acceptance by mm-hmm. the public thus far. And I've gotten nice reviews. And, you know, when you put it out there, and as a first-time novelist, I thought, mm-hmm. okay, I'm bearing my soul. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens. But I can say, honestly, I've been kind of surprised by some of the nice reviews, and you've been so gracious with your comments, and I also wrote the film to this. I had written the film to the first book. So, you know, you talked about we're ready for more of this. And I think in the film industry, too, we're ready to see more quality type of productions. Something that you can walk away with a deep, really deep meaning, not a lot of.
It brings it brings much more awareness to all of us. Let me read one of the reviews, which I love. It says, "The magic of time takes you to a place deep within your heart and soul, offering healing insight into the journey beyond life and death." That is so true. Because I think you have shared spiritual insights, interests that we all can maybe relate to. You know, when I started reading, mm-hmm. I definitely relate because I have done past life regression.
Regressions, right.
And I could relate, oh my God, like it's an experience that I really, you know, identify with. And so in this book, I mean, I know, is it based on a true story? Is it based on part of your life story? How did you come up with all the...
It's based on some truths that I've actually experienced, but it's a lot of it is fantasy. And I love to write poetry as well and song lyrics. So that was fun. I started each chapter with a little verse, and it leads you into the chapter to kind of give you a theme for what you're going to experience, and it prepares the reader a little bit for what's going to happen in the chapter.
Exactly.
And I think as you go through it, and I know you'll finish it at some point in time, I know personally I need a block of time to read a book. And I like to read it in a couple sessions where I sit down and read chunks of it. But everybody reads differently. And eventually you'll get around to finishing it. And I hope you like it.
I'm very excited. I just want to, you know, read it all day. I want to take it to work, and in my breaks, I read little pieces because I need to finish it. I need to know what happens. It's incredible because you mentioned somewhere I read on your website, I believe, you know, that souls live forever. So that part is very true. You know, that's why I find it so transformative, because you mentioned the souls live forever. You know, we continue to reincarnate or go to other lives, and then we return again, because there's lifetimes that we learn and we have that knowledge and information from previous lives that help us right in our present life journey. And have you found that to be so true? I mean, have you experienced that?
Yes, I have. And, you know, it may sound harsh to say this, but death really is only physical. And, you know, when you think about that, the body you're in is really your vehicle that gets you around, like your car, and it transports your soul. But when the body goes, the soul still remains. And that soul in every lifetime acquires new information, new experiences, new memories, and new lessons. Yeah. And we bring that to the next life. And then if you haven't learned the lesson, you bring that too. And you go on another journey to learn it. Eventually, when you've gone through umpteen lives, hopefully you've learned your lessons. And I believe you have a choice. I believe that you can choose to stay in your spiritual home.
Yeah.
Or you can return again to teach and to learn. Because this is a big classroom here.
This is the school of life.
That's right.
I feel, you know, or what I have experienced is when I revisit a past life, I understand what issues are going on in my present lifetime. You know, I realize the dynamics I'm living. And then you see, oh, this is where it originated. So there's a lot of healing also. There's a lot of healing. Just reliving and re-experiencing creates that kind of understanding. And then there's a transformation. Okay. So, you know, I think it's what I really love about your book, or I enjoy about the book, is that you're giving this message out to others, that there is, you know, there is a different world that maybe we don't know about, and that we haven't seen, but we will learn more about these past lives. Mm-hmm. Because, like you mentioned, it's a dance, right, between the physical and the spiritual world that we're living every day. So, give us more information. Where can people, first of all, I want them to know where they can get the book so they could start.
It's available right now on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my publisher is currently in the process of placing it with Barnes & Noble, but mm-hmm. it isn't on at this moment. And but right now, Amazon.com has it stocked, and it's in two formats. Initially, we put it out in a hardcover mm-hmm. and a paperback. Eventually, we hope to have a digital ebook. And it would be nice to also sell the foreign rights and to have it printed in different languages. But we'll see how, as time passes, what happens
what
with
happens
the book
with
sales.
That.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's take a little break, because I want our listeners to call in if they'd like to ask you questions about the book,
okay.
Any kind of information, and I could give Angel messages if you'd like. So
that'd
be
let
great. Me give out those numbers. Toll free 1-888-627-6008 or 530-413-4522 or 530-413-5011. We will take a break. You can call in, and we'll be back like in 90 seconds.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. We are back, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. And our special guest, of course, is Patricia Grace Joyce. We're talking about the Magic of Time, this wonderful novel that you have created, Patricia. We were talking about, you know, how we connect with other lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted just to include that when you've had, well, my experience, of course, with my regressions have been that I always, you know, allow my angels or my guardian angels, my spirit guides to come through. Mm-hmm. And it's, for me, it's been just so life-changing, because it feels like they're with me, like they're helping me go through this. Mm-hmm. One time someone asked me, you know, about past life regressions, and they said, what do the angels say about that? You know, like if it was something wrong with it. Wait a minute. You connect with angels and they let you do that? And I was like, well, uh-huh. let me tell you that Archangel Michael was the one who definitely guided me to my past life regression therapist. So, no, even my first regression was with Dr. Brian Weiss. Mm-hmm. As well as you, right?
Yes. Well, actually, my first regression was with Kathleen Robinson. Mm-hmm. Who she does psychic regressions in Fort Myers. She was my very first. Yeah.
Wow. We have a caller on line one. Hello, Faith.
Hi.
Hi, Faith. Hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm Trisha's friend.
I know Faith. Hi, Faith.
Wonderful. What's your question?
Hi.
What's your question tonight?
I was calling for an angel message. Just some direction with my career.
Uh-huh.
I'm a songwriter, but it kind of gets a little discouraging. I don't really know which direction.
She's a very good songwriter and a singer.
So you are completely an artist. The first thing that's coming out is that you're an earth angel as well.
Yes, she is.
Archangel Michael is saying that you are definitely an earth angel. And it's wonderful, Faith. First of all, you have a wonderful name, let me tell you. So the angels say, you know, keep on going on faith. And you are a light worker who has come to earth to teach about love. And probably through your music, you're doing that. Have you been writing music for a long time?
Yes.
Or for some time? Yes. So through your music, you're doing that. You're teaching everyone about love. And what Archangel Michael is saying is that when you send that love out, it's coming back to you much, much stronger.
Okay.
And that's one of your strengths. Are you doubting about it? Or?
Yeah.
Wow. It's one of your strengths. I also feel what's coming out is there's some kind of healing that you need to go through. And Michael, the first thing is that he says he can shield you and ask him to shield to put this beautiful blue light around you, because he takes away any kind of fear-based energies that might be coming to you or they're surrounding you right now. So envision yourself in this beautiful blue light of the Archangel Michael. That also, besides giving you healing light, he opens up so much guidance what to do and where to go in your career. So if you could find, you know, every day just that little quiet space and surround yourself with with the light of Archangel Michael. Do you practice and connect with your angels?
No, I don't know how.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You're a first timer then. But the angels are surrounding you, let me tell you. You can go to my website, to angelsarenearus.com, and under About Angels and the Archangels, there I put so much information, you know, how to connect, what to do. And, of course, the first thing to connect is just like Michael is saying right now, sit down like in a quiet place. You can have a candle. You can put a little bit of music on sometimes, because surrounding music helps you. And since you know about music, you can do that. Yeah. And just sit down and surround yourself in his light. And just, you know, ask Archangel Michael, send me messages, you know, connect with me. You can also connect with your guardian angels. We all have guardian angels. You know, we were born with guardian angels. So definitely your guardian angel is with you, surrounding you. There's also coming up something about books. Something about books. Something about books that maybe you could write your music, put it in books. They're saying it's like a lot of it involves something about writing, selling these music books, putting it out there, like putting yourself out there much more. So some kind of connection.
Yeah.
And I know that you have this great connection with Patricia as well.
Let me tell you, Linda, in the workplace where Faith and I work for our day jobs, we work in property management, and Faith is a very calming influence on the office. Mm. She's very balanced, very calming. It takes a lot to ruffle Faith's feathers.
Wow.
She's very at peace, and she brings that peaceful energy into the office. every day, which is lovely to deal with.
Wow, yeah.
So yeah. I think sometimes Faith isn't aware of how positively she affects everyone in the workplace.
It feels like that, Michael, that's why I want her to remove that fear, you know, that those fear-based energies that are blocking you in a way. And there's a lot of health and healing around you. And I believe, Faith, that the angels are saying that once you overcome a little bit of these fears or this negative influence, you are definitely a light worker. You know, you work with the light and you've come here to help others and to teach others, just like we were talking about. Have you had a past life regression therapy?
Or no. Not?
No. That would be a good idea as well, to go back and see, you know, who you were and why you are here today and what you're doing and, you know, how can you keep on moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be something that helps. But definitely, you know, you are surrounded by your angels. And again, you know, keep the faith because you have many angels. Keep the faith, because you have it in your name. You have it in your name. So that is very powerful. You know, another thing that they're reminding me is to tell everyone, tell you, our listeners, that our names are very powerful. And our names have some kind of purpose and, of course, a meaning. Yours is very strong. And again, just, you know, be honorable of the name and remember that you are carrying the faith with you and within you. And that is that light that you can give out to others. Just like Patricia said.
Awesome.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Faith, for calling.
Thanks, Faith.
Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
God bless you.
Okay.
God bless you. Bye-bye. God bless you. Oh, that was fantastic.
Thank you, Linda. That was beautiful.
She's very sweet.
She is.
Yeah, the angels, you know, they always bring, I mean, they bring exactly the message that is needed. That's what I just love them. So, you know, they bring out that energy. And that's what I was going to mention to you about also that healing that they bring us. And in any kind of regression, you know, bring in your angels and your guides, because people even see them. I remember in one of my first ones, you know, it's like my guardian angels was there because I was like, please take me by the hand. And assist me because I don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing, and then suddenly, you know, just appeared. So it's fantastic to see that.
And it is it's almost like a cleansing when you have that healing effect and you become aware of what you need to see, what mm-hmm. you need to hear, what you need to bring into your life and to move forward. It's so many of us get stuck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And stuck in, you know, with this fear and love are the two biggest power vibrations in life. And you have a choice. You can move forward with love or get stuck in fear. And
so in one of, let me ask you, Patricia, in one of your regressions, did you find out why you were a writer in this lifetime? And you're such a creative artist.
there was one of my lives where I actually was very independent as a woman and in Greece, but I was transported to Rome mm-hmm. because I was the person who cultivated and became aware of a herb mm-hmm. that was the first birth control. And in Greece, I was helping the women mm. by distributing this herb. And Rome caught wind of it, and they brought me over.
Really?
With the herb. But however, the herb would not grow with the Italian climate. And it would in Greece. So there was a problem there. We only had so much herb to give out.
Yeah.
But it was, so it was interesting. I've always been very independent. And I see that from that past life where it's transferred into this life. I was told I've had 8 past lives. This is my 9th.
Oh.
And I've written And I, you know, you could be a man in a past life. If you're a woman in this life, you could be a different sex, a different race. And that's what I don't think some people
absolutely
understand. But yes, I was told, because I understand men, I've been a man many times over. And I feel very comfortable with men, and I do understand men, and yes, they're different animals. So
different human beings.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about, I was also a man, but I was a monk. And so when I realized that was my first regression, I was a monk, like in, I don't know what year it was, 600 and something. But it was amazing for me to see that, because I said, oh my God, wait a minute. Like, I feel, you know, I've been female all the time. It's kind of a shock when you see yourself. But at the same time, I was so relieved to see where all this spirituality came from, and my traditions and my beliefs, and how I'm able to see it with a different perspective.
Right. So it's
incredible. Yeah, I remember seeing my face as a man with a beard, and then I had some sandals on, and it was like, wait a minute, what is that about? But and then kind of, you know, became a martyr or whatever, but that was those times. And so now, you know, it's like I'm open. And I remember in that first time that I had that regression, what this monk told me, or what I told myself, was that don't forget to find the truth and the beauty in everything you're doing. So that really just impacted me, because I've always, you know, been thinking, I have to find the truth. I have to find the truth. But, you know, we all find our own truth, and we have to find it within that vibration that we live in love.
That's right.
And not in fear, because being in fear, I couldn't find the truth. So once I was out of that fear, and with the help of the angels and the archangels, it's like that divine truth just comes through. And, you know, for all of us, for everyone out there, there is an inner voice that tells you what you have to do, and where you have to go. Like,
that's
you.
Right. Well,
tell us about... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and you have to be willing to listen. You know, it's one thing to go about your busy life and not take the time to really listen. You know, but you have to be ready. You have to be aware. And everybody, I feel, comes into that awareness when they're supposed to. What's right for one isn't necessarily right for another. And
exactly.
The timing isn't our time, it's universal time. It's the universal timing in the angelic realm with the, there is no time on the other side.
No.
So when you think about that, time is really irrelevant. It just happens when it's supposed to happen.
Exactly. We're supposed to be talking about this right now.
Yeah, and people who are listening to this evening, they are listening because they are supposed to be listening. It's almost as if, you know, I remember when I first listened to a psychic program and an angel program years ago, and I was just beginning to open up spiritually.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this is really fascinating. And the more you listen, and the more you understand, the more you grow.
Yeah.
And it's a process. Doesn't happen overnight. It just takes time. And if you're willing to give it the time it needs, you really do blossom.
Oh, I completely agree with you. And it's, you know, my world with the angels has been just so beautiful and so eye-opening and amazing, and, you know, they protect us all the time. Right now that you're talking about, you know, we each have our time. This morning I took out this angel card that I have on my desk every day, and what came out was the message was, my daily intention to know myself keeps me close to my heart's healing vibration. So that was for today. I thought that was perfect. Because we're talking about how we need to know ourselves more and how we can, you know, accomplish that healing through our heart.
That's right.
And through love and through expression.
And it is about love. And in the book, that's what I've tried to convey as well, that it's really about treating people with love and compassion mm-hmm. and tolerance and the way you would want to be treated. Because if mm-hmm. everyone starts with themselves in doing that,
yeah,
you just see what a great environment you would have. But not necessarily is that practice. And I remember when I first moved to the West Coast, I knew that I needed to be near the water for some reason. You know, I find water very healing, and it is. Mm-hmm. And you go through your process of growth and acceptance and moving forward. And when you do so, you grow on all different levels. All different levels. And you do such great work, Linda, with
your
angel healings and just listening to you talk to Faith. Mm-hmm. You know, you're very calm. You're very at peace within your own skin as well.
I try to be, and I think that's part of our work that, you know, most of us who are trying to connect, we have the responsibility to be like a light worker. Mm-hmm. And we all can be light workers in our own home, in our own selves, in our own unique ways, because we're all different. Mm-hmm. And I remember we talked about this yesterday, that we're all so different and so unique. I mean, we're all very similar in many ways, aren't we?
Right.
But we all have our unique soul. And whatever your soul is asking you to do, it'll come up. It'll guide you instantly as long as you open up. The same thing is that if we open up to our angels, you know, we have free will. And the angels have said, you know, it's very important to open up to the angels and let them in your life. But we have free will. Free will is a gift. And, you know, we have to see that this gift was given to us and we can choose whatever we need to do. And again, I was also reminded about, you know, that we're living so many challenges. I know that every year there's different challenges. We thought that after December 21, everything would be wonderful and perfect, which it is. It's a new time. It's a new era. But still, you know, we have new challenges in different ways. But we're growing so much, don't you think, Patricia? We're just opening it to so much different energies.
Well,
and,
of course,
it's this purifying and this cleansing going on and this purging. But at the same time, the angels remind us that we're such human, amazing beings, that we're spiritual and we're human, that we have that miraculous in us. We have that mysticism in us. We have heavenly energies at the same time. So there's so many healings and blessings going on at the same time, even if you see the challenges, right?
I love that expression, the only thing constant in life is change.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when you embrace that and realize that nothing is going to stay the same, but you need to be able to flow with it in a positive manner.
Oh, yes.
And go through the changes with grace and eloquence and acceptance. Sometimes people, they're in the, you know, the pity mode where they choose to be victims. And I look at them and I say to them, don't ask why, just accept it. And when you accept it, you'll see there's usually a silver lining there somewhere. But
there
you have to. I think in everything, even the negative, horrible things that happen in our lives are there. I believe by choice. You don't remember, but your soul chose that to happen. Learn something.
Yeah. And, you know, that takes me to talking about raising your vibrations. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask you first, because I'll say about vibrations in a few seconds. Mm-hmm. You also do music. I mean, you write music besides the book, you know.
I don't write the actual music. I write the lyrics.
The lyrics, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the lyrics. Okay, the lyrics, which is part of writing, but which also brings just so much joy, because you're a poet.
Well, I love yeah. writing because I'm an artist, you know, where yeah. I can paint mm-hmm, with mm-hmm. paint, but I'm painting with words when I'm writing, and that's wow. how I perceive it. And that's when it. I was writing the book, it's different. When you're writing a film, mm-hmm. you have the film to help give the, you know, the photography, the cinematography, it helps to convey the message. But when you're writing a book, there's so much exposition that you have to describe everything in a very painterly way.
Yeah.
So it was a nice way of transferring the visual arts mm-hmm. to the writing arts and literary arts.
And literary arts.
Yeah. Because,
let me read one of the, you know, when I was reading your book, mm-hmm. I love, you know, the poetry, but the one I loved from yesterday was, I wrote it on Facebook.
I saw that. Thank you.
I love it. It's chapter 11. And it says, when you start that page, it says, love is a feeling more than just a word, sometimes spoken like music to be heard. Love is a feeling within your heart and soul. It has no limits, a kindness that you show. Love is a feeling, a memory, a kiss, an attraction to another, even more than this. Love is a feeling, a closeness that's divine, a destiny that calls you, perhaps a past lifetime. That is genius.
Well, thank you. I don't know if I'd go as far as saying it's genius, but it's I've given it a lot of thought.
Uh-huh.
And I've grown through some of my crises in life. You know,
yeah.
when you go through these crises in life, you think about love, you think about acceptance, you think about the big picture, the little picture, and you know mm-hmm. what really helped me, and I mentioned this to you yesterday, was mm-hmm. reading spiritual books helped me, and having a strong family who helped me as well. And gave me guidance and mm-hmm. great friends. And, you know, in combination, you just say, okay, I'm going to take this. You can either channel it into negative energy or you can put it into something positive.
Yeah.
And reading a lot of spiritual books put me in the right frame of mind as well.
We have another caller.
Okay.
Patricia, we have another caller. It's Lauren on line one. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. Hi, Linda. Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi there.
Is this my Lauren?
It's your Lauren. It's your one and only Lauren.
Your one and only Lauren.
I know, Lauren. Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm just listening and enjoying the uh-huh. dialogue between you fabulous ladies. And you have – I'm a huge fan, Tricia. You know that. And I'm thrilled about the book, The Magic of Time. But you talked about – guidance, and I was having a question, conversation with a friend of mine about insight, about how we can tap into our own GPS system. Can you kind of give me your take on how we can, the best way to be able to listen to our own inner guidance, intuition, to help us move forward through life and difficult times especially?
Are you asking Patricia or Linda?
She's asking
Patricia, yes, I'd like to hear from both of you. But,
Okay, perfect. Do you want to go first?
Okay. Well, Lauren, I've known Lauren for years. Mm-hmm. And at times, you know, we play this game, I feel, in our heads where we think too much. When something is presented to us, we can think and think and think and think and think. I've learned over the years to trust your gut. So when you get that gut feeling and you know it's strong mm-hmm. and it's giving you that guidance saying, yes, move forward, or no, don't do this, or whatever it is you need to make the decision on, I've learned to trust my gut. And I know I still at times think things through too much, and then I go to others and say, okay, what would you do? This is the scenario, da 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 da. But when you learn to trust your gut, I think that really catapults you in the right direction. And you begin to rely on it more and more, and you begin to see, guess what? It's right. Mm-hmm. And that inner voice, that inner voice is, I write about that in the book, and how you have to learn to trust the inner voice. And when you do, life becomes a lot better.
How do you know what that is? I mean,
the voice?
I know what my inner voice is, but a lot of people don't understand what that feels like, what that sounds like. How do you describe that?
Well, I would describe it, it's a gut yes or no. If it's a yes or no question, and that's the best way to start doing it and teaching it, I would think, is to say, all right, does this feel right or does this not feel right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, yeah, some people feel are a lot more sensitive than others, but it's something where you can say, okay, it's more than just a moral compass, you know, it's more than that. It's your whole body feels it, if it's right or not. But that comes with time, and that comes with practice and using your intuition.
Great.
Yeah, if I can jump in, what Patricia is saying is right, because when you know something is true, and what I do, Lauren, is of course I lean on the angels, the archangels, because that's what I've learned. But when I doubt, because you know you feel that something is right, you know, it's like when you have children or when you're near someone you love very much, you know that something is not going on. You know, you get that little gut feeling. That's how it starts. And then you say, wait a minute, where am I feeling this? Am I feeling it in my stomach, in my mind? Am I hearing it? And you start noticing where it's coming from. I usually am a feeler. I have empathy. And so I feel it right in the middle of my solar plexus. So, and I also hear things because now I have developed more of trying to hear the angels talk to me. But I guess the way you started that, it feels real to you. You know, it feels like this is something that's close to my heart. I can really identify with what I'm feeling. You know, if something's telling you, jump out the window in your mind, you're going to say, I think this doesn't feel right now. No, I don't think I want to do this. You know, but it's saying, well, maybe pick up the phone and call this person. You need to talk to them. Or it happens with me, like when I have to invite, you know, guests to the show. Well, you know, call Patricia because you just saw this thing about the book. And I was like hesitating, you know, wait a minute, maybe, yes, no. But it feels real. Like I have to, it's just a great example. But the way also to connect, you know, is to have, for me, that guidance is with my angels because I know they're present all the time. So I invite them. And mm-hmm. praying, which I was going to talk about raising our vibration, you know, praying is powerful. It helps us elevate our vibration and be in a higher place where we have that sacred communication with God and meditating the same way. Even if you sit down and listen to meditative music, you know, a guided meditation, that can help you connect as well. And you can ask questions and they will answer you back. We're on the topic of writing. You can write a little note, you know, to your angels, put it under the pillow if you have a question. And in the morning, you will have an answer, or you will hear something during the day that somebody will mention, or it will come in a dream. You know, it's just depending how you want to put it and how it's easier for you to hear them. But at the same time, the angels are reminding me that, you know, we're here, we're surrounding you, we're here to heal you. They're here to serve us. And so when you have those doubts of your intuition, I would really recommend that if you want to, you know, talk to your spirit or talk to your spirit guides, angels, masters, whatever you'd like to communicate with, and they will be around you. It's really purely unconditional guidance and love for you.
I like that. We're not alone.
That's so true. We are not alone. That is so true. That's the first thing that the angels told me, you know, when I was going to start this angel work. I didn't know what to name my website or what it was going to call, and the angels I started, well, we're not alone. The angels are with me. Like, but I said, no, I don't like that title. And what's the, you know, the perfect title. And, and I started seeing, well, angels are near me. Angels, oh no, but angels are near us. And as soon as I said those words, again, it was that click. Oh, wait a minute. Angels are near us, or are near me. No, they're near us. They're all of us. So it was just like, that's the name. That's it. And that's what they wanted me to do. And since, you know, when I, even just with the title, I was so inspired to keep on moving forward to do what I had to do. Because they support you in whatever you need to do. They support you. If you ask, put it out there. And I mean, they support you. They don't judge us. You know, they see the divine within us. They're compassionate. And their only purpose is really to serve God and be messengers.
That's right.
And they help us. You know, they help us. That's how they serve God.
Good.
And they really...
I can use all the help I can get. I love that.
Of course. And I'm just going to give you one more message that came out. It's talking about balancing your career and home life. So I don't know if you know you're going something through that, but definitely you have the Archangel Uriel. Uriel is one of the Archangels of Light and gives us ideas and guidance. And so he's saying to take time and space for yourself because there's some opportunities that you need to take advantage of, and just balancing, you know, both things in your life right now.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
A lovely, lovely show. Thank you, Lily.
Oh, thank you for calling.
My pleasure.
Thanks,
thank
Warren.
You.
Okay, God
Thanks.
Bless you.
That's great.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You know that we're at the end of the show.
Time flies.
I can't. Time flies when we're having fun with the angels and
I
with the
magic. Yes.
And with
time
the magic
with the angels
and with the magic of time.
Fine.
It goes all together. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Patricia.
We need to do another show
because
I would love to.
You're going to write three more books, right?
Three more after this, and we're hoping that there'll be a film next with this one. So
you need to tell us about the film. That would be so exciting.
Yeah, that once we sell it, we're
shopping it
around right now.
Well, thank you so much for your wisdom, your knowledge, your wonderful book. Again, it's The Magic of Time. You could find it on Amazon.com, correct?
Correct. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you
for the beautiful messages.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You're
so welcome. So let me just, in closing, tell everyone to, allow the powerful frequencies of angel light that are available right now. The angels are saying that they're really, really close to humankind right now. They've always been, but right now they're just flying in, just like we said, at the speed of light to serve all of us. So, you know, with this acceleration and the expansion of what's happening with our earth and the universe is helping us out. So please, again, don't feel alone. Be inspired and be grateful for this moment, for the now that we're living. Now is important. And there's always a divine blessing emerging. So until next time, until our next show, many blessings of love and light to everyone. God bless you and angels protect you. Okay, good night.
Good night. Thank you, Linda.
You're so welcome.
Thank you very much.